In a time of overworked humans and cancel culture, a new company hopes to change our attitudes to both those things. This is FLOG. FLOG stands for Fulfilling Lives Over Greed. Or it stands for Fucking Loose Original Gangster. Or it's a word that isn't actually an acronym and I've just sounded like a foolish loser opining grandiosely. Which also happens to spell FLOG. To FLOG is to sell, and to sell is to solve problems. We don't want lowercaseism, we want capitalism. So get ready to flog or be flogged, because confidence is an art. Hello and welcome to FLOG. My name is Cecil Gill, your host and top flog, not to be confused with a top frog, which is both the tadpole that has achieved the most in any amphibian colony, nor is it to be confused with the guy who does most of the sodomy in an animal roleplay gay community. I'm CEO of Fantasy Schadenfreude, also the sponsor of this show. Tired of fantasy football or of trying to get your life partner or mother to participate in fantasy because they hate sports? Imagine a fantasy league based on your social circle where you gain points for misfortunes that befall your friends and peers and lose points when shit goes right for them. Fantasy Schadenfreude taps into the German ideal of not only enjoying other people's suffering, but making money off it. Join leagues with contributions from $1 up to $99,000 or trading karma points through the blockchain. Fantasy Schadenfreude, because someone else's nightmare can be your fantasy win. Let's talk cancel culture. For the longest time, when I heard the words cancel culture, I said no thanks, but then thought about it and changed my opinion to, you poor thing, what can I do? Then to, I like wigs as well. Turns out none of those opinions mattered because I thought I had heard cancer culture. That's a completely different thing and isn't just about wigs. Cancel culture is about cancelling or removing engagement or blocking people, events, or institutions that have acted, written, or spoken in a controversial manner, or in a way that doesn't reflect the feelings and morality of the times. This boycotting can happen quickly and emphatically, and can sink a celebrity's career or a CEO's time as leader of their company, or a company's relevance in society. That's a harsh fate for many a hardworking celebrity or leader who are often overworked and lose perspective being such incredible human beings. Is it fair that all that hard work just gets cancelled because you quote Alexander the Great to a bunch of Mongols? With me is Bobby Franton, whose company Sabbatical looks to change the way we think about cancel culture and is revolutionising the way we look at taking time off from work. Welcome, Bobby.
Thanks, Cecil. Can I say it is such an honour to be able to talk about my company here on the highest rated entrepreneurial analysis show in the world right now. I've tracked your career for years now, since the CNN days, and it's such a pleasure.
Well, thanks so much, Bobby. Now, I remember working in a startup where everybody worked incredibly hard, and one of the founders took a sabbatical. He took 6 hours off. Was that unreasonable?
Well, it is very short, so unreasonable perhaps to be called a sabbatical, although I'm sure he enjoyed the time off. Sabbaticals are extended breaks or time away from work.
What if they had been 6 dog hours? What would you say then?
Dog hours? I don't understand.
A dog year is 7 human years, everyone knows that. So a dog hour is 7 human hours, so 49 hours.
Isn't 6 hours times 7, 42?
Well, dogs can't do maths like we can. I mean, they can't, so expect some errors.
Right. In academic circles, sabbaticals are generally understood to be paid leave whereby study or travel occurs for university personnel, usually in the proportion of 1 year leave for every 7 years worked.
So when you set your company up, you were administering sabbaticals for universities.
Now, what I saw was startup founders and personnel working themselves to the bone and not getting anywhere close to the 7 year mark because they were completely burning out before then. Australians really are some of the hardest working people in the world, but we saw ourselves from the beginning as bringing solutions of quality time, rest and learning not just to Australia, but to the world. Our mission is to return the joy of life and work that comes from high quality rest. So for us, a sabbatical is the highest quality of rest.
There are some out there who think a high quality rest can come on a weekend if you take a solid dose of Quaaludes or Rohypnol or gamma hydroxybutyric acid, affectionately known as G by those who zonk out after taking them.
Well, they might say that, but they are kidding themselves.
And depending on the dose, might be killing themselves?
A sabbatical is really an opportunity to reset and reframe a life. I myself was working quite hard for an online learning platform and badly needed a break. And as a result of being courageous and having an extended break of 1 year, I was able to have the clarity to set up this company.
Yes, and that company you were working for ran into some trouble, didn't it?
Look, it did. It was a Japanese company and it became clear that the World History Online course they were offering had some factually problematic course material.
It was to do with Pearl Harbor, wasn't it? This course implied that Pearl Harbor was not an attack by Japan on the USA, but rather the US's improper use of electromagnets.
Yes, so the course said that the Japanese fighter jets were on a fairly routine training exercise in the Pacific when gigantic electromagnets grabbed the entire squadron and put them over to above Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. These same electromagnets managed to pull out safely stored weaponry and artillery in many of the planes, such that bombs that otherwise were designed to be dropped on irritating schools of fish instead killed thousands of American Navy servicemen. So as a result, they set the Japanese army up, set them up to be shot at, and set the precedent for dropping the A-bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Gosh, an inside job. The Americans are trapping the Japanese army. Fancy that. That's exciting.
Of course, none of it was true. It was an attempt at rewriting history by a rogue educator at the online training company.
But imagine if it was true. It would be a juicy piece of world history. I'd stay awake in the Pearl Harbor tour for that.
Regardless, the CEO of that company, Miles Bradbury, who was a mentor of mine, well, he was absolutely roasted online and bore the brunt of the blame and criticism for what happened because it was on his watch and never should have happened. He lost his job and was shamed online across the world. And as his friend and student, that was very upsetting for me.
He had worked tremendously hard on that company, hadn't he? Almost 90 hours a week, although there is a report of 140 hours a week, but that's probably not credible.
Yes, and working as hard as he did, missed this key mistake his company had made and it cost him his career.
Did this itself inspire you to set up sabbatical.com?
It was a major driver. The other big factor was Russia. Seeing what happened to Miles reminded me of my family's journey in communist Russia. There, if you made a mistake in the eyes of the communist regime, you were banished to the Gulag in Siberia or you just disappeared. Now that's part of Russia's dark past, the revolution, Stalin, but I believe Russia offers so much good stuff to bring to the West, as it has in the past with Tchaikovsky and Chekhov and Solzhenitsyn. So many ballerinas.
So many.
We felt that in the West, people were being hammered and harangued by social media and the press, and good business is about taking a well-established practice in one culture and bringing it to another culture.
Oh, I see. So you started with introducing gulags to the West, then pivoted to sabbaticals?
No. We said to ourselves, if a politician or leader makes a mistake, rather than have them face the regulator or court or any unpleasant experience, let's give them a sabbatical. If the public is crying for a dictator's head in South America, we say, angry mob, you can't reach General Gonzalez. He is on sabbatical.
So General Gonzalez is on sabbatical, spending time with his family and learning about macrame.
When someone is on sabbatical, no explanation is needed. Sabbatical. That's explanation enough.
So did the time frame for sabbatical fit this year-long period originally designated for university personnel?
No. By using the Russian philosophy on time flexibility, you see, we didn't specify a time period.
So you could be on sabbatical indefinitely?
Absolutely. You see, when you're traveling or studying, it's very absorbing. If you've earned well, you can afford to spend some time just getting absorbed in a good book. Have you read that book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fart?
I think it's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
No, I'm sure it's a fart.
All right, let me check. Let's have a look. No, see, I have it on my phone. Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Didn't need a sabbatical to find that.
Oh, right. But I always give a fuck. I mean, sex is hard to come by. I'm married. I wouldn't give a fart, though. Look, my point is, sabbaticals are an indefinite safe space to do whatever in.
Right. So how did this company successfully take on cancel culture?
Well, canceling people is this very absolute thing. Boycotting, which is largely meant to be a permanent thing, It's supposedly driven by outrage and principle, but largely, it's a lot of people who aren't very important doing it to feel significant. By putting the same person... Well, cancelling people is this very absolute thing, boycotting, which is largely meant to be a permanent thing. It's supposedly driven by outrage and principle, but largely, it's a lot of people who aren't very important doing it to feel significant. By putting the same person on sabbatical, you achieve a boycott-like effect without all the drama. And we found where people really did want to boycott a person like Lea Michele from Glee or a company like Volkswagen, putting them on a long, indefinite sabbatical is much more appealing.
Right, okay. So how did your company successfully take on cancel culture? You set up the company with your wife. I note that you don't live together anymore. We haven't seen her for 6 months, yet she's still listed as a co-chief executive officer, and you're not listed as separated. Does that mean she's...
On sabbatical, yes, Kirsten was very overworked, put a lot into the marriage, a lot into raising our wonderful children, and certainly experienced quite a bit of stress and turmoil, and is really appreciating the sabbatical. Thanks for asking.
So she's not fired?
No, just on sabbatical.
And you are not separated?
No, happily married, with one of us, Kirsten that is, on sabbatical.
A paid sabbatical?
A compensated sabbatical, yes.
So she was co-CEO prior to sabbatical. Could she return to the role?
Yes, most assuredly, but she's really enjoying the sabbatical. So while I ably hold the fort, we are giving her many options to return to the role.
So she could come back in 5 years' time or 10 years' time?
Yes, or even posthumously.
A posthumous CEO?
No, a posthumous co-CEO, a posthumous CEO would be quite irresponsible because she'd be dead, and dead people cannot make clear decisions, in your analogy. And don't watch The Walking Dead. Whatever they tell you, it's not true.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Look, Bobby, what is the future for sabbatical.com? You've just completed a $20 million venture capital Series A funding round, which is extraordinary, as it's not very clear exactly how your business makes money. How have you earmarked or deployed these funds?
Well, I had a number of excellent ideas as part of our global strategy in growing sabbatical.com. And I can confirm that we are being true to brand with how to invest this money. We have put the total amount of money into my account, not the family account, that would be improper, that would be inappropriate, but my account where it will sit safely. Because guess what? Guess what's happening to it? Guess what's happening to this money?
It's in a sabbatical.
You're very good, Seetle. You could get a job with us.
Right. Thank you so much for your time there, Bobby Frenton.
Thank you so much. We love this show. Hope to be on it again.
I hope you enjoyed that cutting-edge look at sabbatical.com. Next episode, in this day and age, more and more fundraisers and donation campaigns for worthy causes will emerge. How do we stop ourselves from overcommitting and being seen to not give a shit about the charities and causes our friends do? We have a company that could solve that problem. Next, on Flock.